One introductory note, those of you who, like myself, are baseball fans will understand. Next weekend, we have a day-night doubleheader. Okay? We have morning mass for Sunday, the fourth Sunday of Advent. We have Christmas Eve masses in the afternoon at 4:30 and 7:30, and then on Monday for Christmas Day. So you get to go to church twice within a day and a half, or twice in the same day. But we are expected to celebrate both the fourth Sunday of Advent and Christmas, as you care to. As you hear me say a little later, it's great to have people come at 7:30 at night and on Christmas Day, because the 4:30 is a crowd. But we're going to have you whenever you're going to come, okay? Well, this is the third Sunday of Advent, the pink candle for rejoicing, so let's have a little fun. Are you ready? I'm going to ask you to put on your thinking caps. Think of three positive adjectives that you would use to describe yourself. Remember I asked John, what do you have to say for yourself? Three positive adjectives. Like if you wanted me to write a letter of recommendation for you, what three things would you like me to write in there about you? Got that? Now I'd ask you to think of three adjectives, positive only, positive adjectives that the people around you would tell me what you're like. Oh, she's, oh, he's. What would they fill in for three adjectives of a positive nature about you? Got it? Now, you know that they're not the same, right? That what we say about ourselves and what other people say about us aren't the same. But I went all positive. So think now, I imagine some of you out there said for yourself, attractive, competent, professional, capable, athletic, musical, artistic, all those great things, huh? Perhaps you even said sensitive, caring, compassionate, maybe humble, sincere, friendly, sociable, patient. Got all those down? Did anybody in the whole church, in answer to the first question, three adjectives about yourself, and the second question, three adjectives other people would say about you, did anybody say joyful? Zero, huh? Last night I got two people who said joyful. See, when we think about ourselves, when others think about us, joyful doesn't seem to compute. This Sunday, the entrance antiphon says, rejoice, I say to you again, brothers and sisters, rejoice. Isaiah the prophet says, I exult in God my Savior. My God is the joy of my heart. Mary in the response says, my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Joy, 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 joy. Where's the joy, folks? And even if you feel you're a joyful person, would anybody else who lives with you know it? See, what are we celebrating here in this Advent? Why do we have a Christmas? Do you remember the angel at Bethlehem who proclaims to the shepherds in the fields, I proclaim to you great news of great joy. Christ, your Savior, is born to you. But somehow, we miss it. Now, I know that Christmas is 1 week away. You've got a lot to do. You've got a lot of unfinished business, some shopping to do, some wrapping to do, some cooking to do, some traveling to do. But here's what I'm going to ask you to do. One time, for 10 minutes, one time, for 10 minutes between today and next Saturday, because give up on Christmas, even Christmas, stop. Ask yourself, what am I joyful about in the coming of Christ? Why do I celebrate his birthday? You parents, can you recapture that excited joy you have when your first child was born? Whatever the difficulties in the labor, wow, what a wonderful, amazing thing. Can we experience that joy again this Christmas in the birth of Christ? One time, 10 minutes between now and next Saturday to stop and say, what is the reason for the joy we celebrate at Christmas? Can it fill my heart again this Christmas? If you do that, I promise you that when we, to next weekend, proclaim that wonderful Christmas carol, Joy to the World, you'll know why we're singing. And on the way home, If you come with somebody else, fill in, tell them what you said about yourself, what you think others said about you. And tell them what you would say as three positive adjectives about them. It's good news when we say good things about each other.